Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is Friday night, and we've got a very special edition coming your way over the next 2 hours, and we have got you completely covered. Hour one, it is ladies' night. We've got USA Today columnist Christine Brennan will be joining us, plus Basketball Hall of Famer, NBA assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman. A number of subjects we're going to dive into, but before we get underway, join us online. You can join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And as a reminder, twice is always nice, go to our podcastarena.com and click on the YSR tab. But right now, joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line is USA Today columnist Christine Brennan, who we have invited on to discuss her recent column on the controversial quarterback in Johnny Manziel, who made his second start of the season Thursday night when the Cleveland Browns visited Cincinnati in that 31-10 loss. Good evening, Christine. Thank you for joining us on this Friday.
Oh, Elissa, great to be on with you as always. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, listen, before we get your thoughts on the game and kind of do a recap, just for the listeners out there who have not been following the latest saga with Johnny Manziel, how shocking was it that he was even able to start last night?
Yeah, it's really, to me, troubling. I mean, when you consider the NFL has a new personal conduct policy after all of the events of last fall, which, of course, was Ray Rice, the video that we all saw, and the concerns about domestic violence, Greg Hardy, just awful, a monster playing in the NFL. Ray Rice, of course, has been contrite, and he's not back in the NFL, but in trying to do some things to change up and to be stronger on personal conduct and domestic violence, Roger Goodell and the National Football League admirably have stepped it up and have really made it more difficult to play under circumstances after misbehavior or illegal criminal activity, even allegations of criminal activity. That's the plan. Well, here's Johnny Manziel, and people can check it out, but basically dash cam, police dash cam, catching his girlfriend saying that he hit her a couple times, and they pushed her head against the window of a car as they were driving. He admitted to the police, Johnny Manziel did, that he had had two drinks. Of course, Johnny Manziel spent 10 weeks in rehab for presumably alcohol or drugs, and then now he's admitting he's drinking. He drove, according to witnesses, 90 miles per hour, about that, on some Cleveland highways. He was driving on the shoulder. He was weaving in and out of traffic. And after this police stop, where then the alleged violence occurred, the police not only did not arrest him, they let him go. They let him drive his girlfriend home. Again, a man who said he had been drinking. They let him go, no breathalyzer, no nothing. So the amount of mistakes and problems with what I just told you, I can't even begin to enumerate. But after all that, the NFL is investigating, which, to their credit, mm-hmm. other leagues do not have this apparatus in place. The NFL does. They investigate, and while they're still investigating, Johnny Manziel continues to play football. I guess it's admirable that it's taking them so long to investigate this and to look into every you know, no one's going to say they're rushing to judgment, obviously, on this. But the question remains, why is Johnny Manziel playing football? It's hard to believe that anything that he did is allowed within the new personal conduct policy. And yet here he is playing and starting as he was last night in the National Football League.
And so frustrating. I mean, why do you think that he continues to get so many reprieves and second chances? I mean, in my mind, he should have already been suspended.
I think so. And again, for people who might be saying, wait a minute, we've not found guilty of anything. It's paid leave. This is what Greg Hardy was on last year, as everyone may remember. Greg Hardy, of course, absolute worst, throwing his girlfriend, Nicole Holder, on a futon covered with semi-automatic rifles, up to four, as well as at least three other guns, choking her, saying he was going to kill her, the marks on her neck. And he, of course, is being cheered in Dallas with the Cowboys. Just a monster, as I said earlier. So it is hard to believe that these things happen. But, of course, people are not canceling their season tickets, right?
Right.
Cleveland, there's no protest. There's no protest in Dallas. Jerry Jones, of course, says unbelievably that he is a leader, Greg Hardy is, and he wants him back next year. So as long as people are not protesting, as long as you're not finding people up in arms over this, this will continue, folks. And it is stunning, but this is the way of the world. And Johnny Manziel is not a good NFL quarterback. Greg Hardy is a great defensive lineman, obviously. That is a part of the calculation always. But in this case, it is very surprising, Elissa, how these things are happening. But they are. And Manziel, I guess, will get a chance to keep playing, even though, again, he's not good. I mean, he's not a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's not an NFL-quality quarterback in terms of at least caliber, in terms of winning, an NFL-winning quarterback. And the Browns, I guess, are so desperate that they're keeping him on the roster, eligible and playing. One can hope that the NFL investigation might find that some of these things that I've mentioned are worthy of suspension, which, again, would be paid leave. And that means, of course, that they are on the payroll and that they're just not playing, but they get paid. And I think we can safely say, and probably every listener who's listening to us right now could say, that if they did any of this stuff, which in their workplace, they would be put on paid leave or worse. I know if I punched somebody, I would be put on paid leave or worse. With USA Today and my network TV affiliates affiliations as well. I think you would as well. So isn't it interesting how even as the NFL has gotten much tougher on this, the union fights Roger Goodell, and the union has wanted Greg Hardy to be reduced from 10 games to 4. So there's no evidence that the players' union has any inkling at all or any wanting of anything to get to the truth and to punish people, which is also, to me, abhorrent, the way the union has been handling these guys and defending all of them. But, right now, that's for what you and I might be penalized for, these players are not. And this is the way of the world. I'm a realist, and so I get to write and talk about it as we continue to watch these things develop.
Columnist with USA Today, Christine Brennan, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We've got to take our first commercial break. We'll be rejoined with award-winning sports columnist Christine Brennan.